This is the show about the most sophisticated, most prestigious football club ever. This is the Juve Show. Welcome back, guys, and this is the Juve Show. So, guys, big comeback at Wembley. We needed two goals in the second half, and we did so. And then the last 20 minutes, I have to say, my heart rate was
amazing.
My heartbeat was so much. It was so pounding. It was just Chiellini and Buffon, Berzagli. They all had a show. The veterans had a show. They dropped back and defend, and it was successful. They could have kept attacking. They could have looked for that third goal
to seal it off.
But they decided to drop back and defend, and was it a decision by Allegri? And another big key decision was the changes with Lindsteiner and Asamoah for the substitution.
Yeah.
Big ones.
Big. Yeah, so unbelievable comeback. I wasn't able to watch it. The cable wasn't working at my house, and it just wasn't going well. But I was checking in constantly, and I checked in at halftime, and it was 1-0. And it was, you know, it was going to Tottenham. And I was kind of, I don't know, I was kind of freaking out. I was like, wait, what? Oh. And just the realization that it was such a tight game at halftime, it kind of worried me.
So I watched the game, the full 90, and what I saw was a very, very good Juve squad. Even though they gave up that goal, maybe the first 45 wasn't their best 45 minutes ever, but the last 45 minutes after halftime, that was just like, that was amazing. Like the best, I think that was one of the best 45 minutes Juventus might have played in their whole career. And most of those players had their best game ever. At least their best 45 minutes. That was amazing, an amazing comeback.
Chiellini was one of them. Chiellini. Some people say Dybala had a good game, yeah. Higuain had a good game. Yeah, okay. Probably better than Dybala. And then no one mentions Chiellini. Chiellini had probably one of the best games of his career.
And Berzagli, too, I mean.
Berzagli? He had, yeah. Especially Chiellini. Chiellini stepped up when we needed it the most. Chiellini said, he saw it going away. He saw his Champions League trophy. He saw it right in front of him, fading and fading as time went on. And he saw, and he said, and he stepped up. Then we got those two goals. And he saw the Champions League trophy. He saw the round of eight right in front of him. And he didn't want to let that go. So he defended like it was the end of the world. Like it was his last game and he wouldn't. If he got hurt, then so be it. He defended like, you know what? If I foul Harry Kane, I don't care. Because you know what? He defended with his heart out. He defended like he wanted it. And that's something that every young defender out there, every young player out there should play. If you watch the Juve Tottenham game, you could see the emotion. You could see it in all the, you know, everyone. You could see it in Juve's eyes. Especially Chiellini, Buffon, and Berzagli. You could just see it in their eyes. Those veterans stepped up. They stepped up when we needed it the most.
Those last 20 minutes was amazing. And I have to say, that was masterclass defending. That was something you'll probably never see for a long time. Because after everyone's like, well, they didn't play a good as game as Tottenham because, well, Tottenham had more chances. But Tottenham,
it's quality over quantity.
They didn't have good quality. And also, they just didn't come out
ready to
and
play.
And end up getting ready and winning and
having that spirit. I don't think they're as passionate as Juve. And, you know, that's a huge thing why Juve is good. Because they're passionate. That's what all clubs, all good clubs have. All good teams in sports. And even every person that's good at their job has passion in that what in their profession. Because then that makes them good. That's what makes people good in their profession.
If you don't feel passion when you are playing, you're not really a real player. Because if you're just like, well, we can lose, it doesn't matter. And it's not even about losing. It's if you had a good quality game, and that's what counts. It's not like, oh my gosh, I lost. Because if you had the best game in your career and you still lost, you should still be happy for yourself. And it's not the winning passion that counts. It's the passion for the game. It's the passion for how you play the game. And, I mean, it's just the real passion. It's not the fake passion or anything.
Juve wanted to win. You could see it in their eyes. They saw the Champions League running out of time. They saw it at halftime. They saw that they might never get back to this Champions League final. They saw it fading. Chiellini saw it fading. Buffon saw it fading. Everyone in that locker room probably saw it fading. I bet it was quiet when they walked in there. And they said,
"And it's not.
Wow, it's falling away."
Yeah.
And then they came out and they said, "You know what? We're not going to let this fall away. We're going to grab that trophy. And when we get it, we're going to raise it above our heads. And we're going to show everybody, that we won it. And we'll show everyone, when you were doubting us in that second leg at halftime versus Tottenham, we came through." And that is a champion right there. That's what makes a champion, is when your back is against the wall. When your back is against the wall, what are you going to do? If your back's against the wall and you just say, "I give up," then guess what? You're not going to win anything. But when your back's against the wall and you show that you have character to come back. Tottenham people said, "Tottenham had a big comeback." Guess what?
They didn't even come back.
Well,
there was no comeback involved.
They had 80 minutes to do that comeback. That, you know, I mean, they didn't win the game. But they had 80 minutes to do that to get two goals. Juventus, 50 minutes to get two goals. Pressure, Higuain and Dybala aren't at the most fit. I mean, you're just kind of... And then they just get a goal within 3 minutes apart.
That was amazing.
And then our defense comes out. Defense. That was 20 minutes. Defense.
Yeah. And the passion is not supposed to be for losing or for winning. It is supposed to be for the game, and for if you're down like Juve was, you should have that passion. You shouldn't just be stuck and say, "You know what? I'm done. I'm stuck." No. If you were buried,
team spirit.
If you were buried under a block of concrete, would you just lay there and die? No, you'd fight to get up, wouldn't you?
Well, only if you're hopeless, like Tottenham, and there were just a bunch of little hopeless people in the last 20 minutes. Tottenham was sitting there saying, after Higuain got that one goal, Tottenham was sitting there saying, "Is this about to happen? We've seen it happen before. Is this about to happen?" Here comes Dybala making his run. Higuain does a little spin move, gives it off to Dybala. Goal. And that's what made him vulnerable. And then they were like, "We need another goal. We need two goals if we want to end it in regular time. We need one goal if we want it to go into extra time." Here comes the Juve defense saying, "We don't really like that. We're not going to have it. We're not going to let you score against us." So guess what happened? Experience over a bunch of 24-year-olds, 25-year-olds. Experience in this competition is vital. Experience is almost greater than how good you are.
And, I mean, if every time I'd like to come back and point out the passion. Because the passion is why Juve runs. The passion is why Juve is good. If you look at any game that they were behind and they came back and won it, you could see the passion in everyone's eyes. It's not just Chiellini. It's not just Buffon. It's not just any other player on that pitch. It is everybody. Every single person on that pitch has to have the passion to come back and win it. Just today, I was playing a game. You know what? I was in goalie. I'm a goalie. And the guy came, and I knew he'd cross it into the goal. I'm short. I'm not the tallest person for my age. So I can't go up there and dive back. I'm not Gianluigi Buffon. I'm not any good goalkeeper. I'm not to anybody's level yet. And so I went in there with passion. And I went in there and I dived for that ball.
He went in there with drive.
I didn't just go in there and flop on the ground and expect the ball to come to me. I came to the ball with passion. The other person did not want... The other person must have not wanted that goal as badly. Because they were just... They were gone. They tripped over me. And they started hacking at me. They wanted that ball back because they didn't have enough passion to pass it or cross it or anything. You know if someone doesn't have passion if they are a ball hog, because
all they care about is themselves.
All of they care about is themselves.
Usually ball hogs are stupid people and
Tottenham is a team of ball hogs, pretty much. If you look at Dani Alli or Harry Kane, and I don't know, because people are mouthing off Juventus. Oh, they Tottenham had a better game. No, Juventus did. They had a better game. And that's a true fact.
You know why they had a better game? You know why they had a better over two legs? Tottenham was in control of it for 80%, people say. And I do agree with that. But it's what you do when you have control of it. I mean, if I have control of the game, and I just stand there trying to shoot from 30 yards out with the last 20 minutes, do you think I'm going to go in? I have to have a pretty good shot to go in. You think, you know, I mean, it's just something that, so what I was saying is, so what's going on right now is, Napoli's a point ahead of Juventus, Juve right now. And but what's going on is that we still have an extra match day due to
the snow out
versus Atlantia. So that'll be on Wednesday, March 14th. But it's important to remember that we're a very good team, and I think we can win Serie A right now.
At least Serie A. Because, obviously Serie A,
but, I think we can also win Coppa Italia. Actually, what I was going to say is Dybala said he'll shave his head if Napoli wins Coppa Italia over Juventus. And but the AC Milan coach said he'll cut off his balls if Juventus wins UCL. But that doesn't really make any sense because Napoli, they're a bunch
of... How about he just says he gets fired?
Yeah.
Cut off my balls.
He should just say, if Juventus... I really, 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 really want Juve to win UCL like all, every year. But this year, I want him to win more
So then you have to shave off his balls.
And guess what? I'm not going to believe him. So I'm going to ask him for, like, maybe a picture of his, you know what? So then, and then he's going to end up probably dying soon. So
So that's what he's saying. If he.
So he basically just. I don't know.
He's the guy that told one of his players to get a girlfriend.
And it's just, I don't know. I don't respect him at all for what he believes or anything. But yeah. Anyway,
let's focus back. So we'll be back in a minute with more.
Yeah,
Serie A. We'll give you a rundown of the Champions League games.
And the upcoming Udinese matchup.
Udinese matchup. We'll be back in a minute here on the Juve Show.
Hey, everybody. Today, we're going to be doing a new segment, Players to Watch For. So, it's about two players for each club in the upcoming Juve match that we're going to name. So, these are our first player on Players to Watch For. From Udinese Calcio, our Juventus's upcoming opponent, we have, first up, Jakub Jankto. He's Czech Republic, and in Serie A so far this season, he's had 25 appearances, 3 goals, and 5 assists. He's a very good player. He's been a star growing up in the Czech Republic, and he hopefully will have a bad game, hopefully, actually. But he's a very, very talented young player. But next up, we have Seko Fofana from Costa Ivory. He's had 20 appearances and 1 goal so far, but he's a very, very good playmaker. And he's according to transfermarket.com, he's the highest valued player on Udinese.
So sorry about that. Quick intermission. But we're back right now. So yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry. But we got an important phone call. Sorry. But next up on the Players to Watch For is now Juventus. Now next up will be Paulo Dybala, the young Argentine. From Juventus.
You should all know who he is.
Very young
Argentine.
You should all know.
You know, he's been in great form lately, scoring a stoppage time goal against Lazio to win it, and the second half game winning goal.
So far this season in Serie A, he's had 21 appearances, 15 goals, and 3 assists. Very good. Next up, and finally, is for Juventus, Gonzalo Higuain. He's had a very, very good last few games. In Serie A so far, he's had 24 appearances, 14 goals, and 3 assists.
Can I just say something about Higuain? When he scores in a knockout stage game, Juventus never loses when he scores in a UCL knockout stage game.
Yeah.
Which is a very impressive record, considering last year we played, we got all the way to the final, you know, so.
We ended up losing, but now, so that's your players to watch for Udinese, Calcio, Juventus. So next up,
we're just going to talk about Udinese Juve. Hopefully it should be a pretty good game for Juve, considering they're in pretty good form lately. I saw today that they have a better defensive record than any team in Europe right now in 2018. So since the new year,
very impressive.
Very impressive. Very, very quality, you know. But considering that Juve, last time they played Udinese, they won 6-2. It was a 8-goal thriller with in the 8th minute, Udinese scores 4 minutes. There's an own goal. And then in the 20th minute, Sami Khedira got a goal. And then so on and so on.
That was a great game.
So we won by 4, but we gave up 2 goals. So that means it was 6-2 and a lot of goals. It was, I remember it. It was something to
remember.
Watch. Yeah, but a lot of goals. Considering that, you know, each team scored more than 2, it was very.
But not as much very. As our Sassuolo 7-0.
Yeah, our Sassuolo 7-0 victory.
That was amazing.
Sorry, we may be pronouncing it wrong. It's Italian and, you know, it's hard, especially in foreign countries. But, yeah, so.
Juventus, last game, were almost even on shots. Udinese got 12 shots. Juventus got 13 shots. Shots on target, though, 5-4 in favor of Juve. Possession, though, they had 56% of the possession, and Juve had 44. What other stats I can find here? They had 6 yellow cards. We only had 1. But we did have 1 red card. Just think of the result if we wouldn't have a red card. Just think of that result.
Guys, real quick, remember to follow us on Twitter at ShowJuve, and its name is The Juve Show. Remember that that's a very good. We tweet about all Juventus, nothing else.
No politics, no nothing.
No politic gimmicks and all that.
No, it's just all plain, right, Juventus. So, very, very good thing. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. We'll be back in a second here on
The Juve Show.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to The Juve Show. We're going to continue talking about Udinese. And the first time we went away to Udinese, we won 6-2. So big game.
Now we're home. Now we're playing them home.
Yeah, this Sunday. But I'm noticing something right here. It looks like we had our full lineup in. So that's obviously something. Because that's when we had Mandzukic and Cuadrado. But Paulo Dybala, Cuadrado, and Lindsteiner all got subbed out. Sami Khedira got a hat trick, which was something that I think was his like first hat trick with Juve or something. Or maybe his first hat trick ever. Considering that he played in the... midfielder.
Hopefully we can keep that game up. You know, hopefully we can have a result kind of like that, maybe a little bit better defense on that, but hopefully we can keep that result hopefully we can have a similar like result versus Udinese in the upcoming
match. We played with a 4-2-3-1. I'm wondering if we're going to go with a 4-3-2-1, which could actually change the game.
Dramatically.
I really like Lindsteiner right now. Lindsteiner is someone
that
came in with the last 20 minutes. I mean, the last, the last 30 minutes and just came in and did very, very amazing. Well for himself.
Amazing players.
Amazing, amazing player. We had Cuadrado in on that game. No Bernadeschi, though. Very good performance by Juve, though. 6-2.
I mean, probably not our best performance from our defense, but
still kind of
considering that our midfielder got a hat trick, that's kind of considering
insane.
That.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Mario Mandzukic got that red card, by the way. Red card that I was yelling at the TV for when he got a red card for, I think, yelling at the referee. That was only in the 26th minute. So
yeah, we had 10 men, so that's something for most of the game. So that's something noticeable.
Yeah, that's something that we should notice. What was the score at the 26th minute? The score at the 26th minute was 2-1, I think. Yeah, 2-1 in favor of Juve. Mario Mandzukic got a red card.
Yeah.
And to get 4 goals with someone having a red card and only concede 1 with so many minutes to go, so 60 minutes to go, 64 minutes to go, that's an impressive.
It's amazing.
It's an impressive performance, actually. But it was a very high-scoring matchup. So I'm wondering, will that change, considering how Juve is on a defensive streak right now?
They're on a very,
considering,
very,
I know a lot of people will say,
especially the last game versus Tottenham.
We gave up 3 goals versus Tottenham. Okay, but that's really the only goals that we've conceded in 2018.
Tottenham
was all attack, no defense. Just like Chiellini said, Tottenham was all attack.
Yeah.
No defense.
Mm-hmm. 100% attack. Yeah. Amazing.
So what do you guys think Chiellini's comment, time to refocus, means?
I think it means it's just after that impressive, amazing game versus Tottenham, he's referring to maybe, I'm almost for sure, time to just refocus and get the players' heads back into the game and get them back winning in winning form, just like they have been in the recent months. And I think they can't just let their guard down in the middle of this exciting Serie A season and close one. It's an exciting Serie A season so far, but it's been a close one. And hopefully, in this exciting Serie A season, Juventus can win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree with what just Grant said. It means time to refocus. Just refocus after that amazing comeback at Wembley, the midweek comeback. Just focus. Just say
a comeback.
Let's just do this. Take a deep breath. Let's go. And I think that's something that they should
totally
do.
Mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, it's just really amazing how we can get back into the game.
Yeah, we just got back into the game and
won it. I mean, in a game as sophisticated as soccer or football, really, it's called football.
Yeah, football.
But anyway, in a game as sophisticated as this,
the beautiful game, yeah,
you can't afford to just attack, and not go back and not
care about
that's not the game.
It's a two-sided game.
It's both sides.
It's a three-sided game. You also need to protect the midfield, because then it's not just a game of counters. So it should be an exciting game this weekend. Hopefully Juve will come out top. Oh yeah, and I just like to go back. Right when we won versus Tottenham, I remember on our first show, is that what we called it? Yeah, our first show.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we're gonna get past Tottenham.
Yeah.
What do? We got past Tottenham. So
we did.
I kind of knew
the
that
end of the
come
game.
Back.
I was by the end, especially at the end, I really was so scared that we were gonna blow it, and I knew we weren't, but I was just like scared, and I really didn't want to blow it. So my heart rate was literally at like, I don't know, like 100. My heart was beating, and I was sweating. I felt like I was playing that game. But really even though I was just sitting on the couch watching that game and not really doing anything.
Yeah.
So, just remember, we're always here. If you want to contact us, I think Carson has some more information on that.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I've been working on a lot of stuff. So,
please contact us.
Yeah, definitely. We are open to contacts, and let me see here.
We're opening to answer any questions about Juventus and football right now.
So, or Grant, even if you email us maybe Serie A questions, maybe we'll even answer those.
Champions League. Champions
Grant and Hunter created everything. I've just been perfecting it and adding a little bit to it. But thank you, Grant and Hunter, for making the Gmail account, making the Twitter account.
Yeah, that was
so
was
our
fun.
Gmail, our Gmail is theofficialjuveshow@gmail.com. And then our Twitter profile
is at Show Juve, and we're called The Juve Show.
Yeah, so just double-checking here. And it's at Show Juve.
It's called The Juve Show.
It's called The Juve Show.
Our handle is Show Juve.
So there's a little description on there. There's a link to us at iTunes and
And I have some other links.
Apple Podcasts.
You always get the latest info on Juventus and news, and you'll also know when to look out for our new shows. So if you're on Twitter, hit that notification button because we always tweet when a new show is underway
or after a match.
We always tweet about stuff, and you'll know before anyone else if a new show is coming soon.
Yep. Yeah, you'll get special VIP treatment if you follow us.
So thank you all for watching and listening in again. For a chance to be on our show, follow us on Twitter.
And tweet us at The Juve Show in one of your tweets and say, this is for you guys.
And also,
say, Fino la fine, or Forza Juve.
Yeah.
You can say, my name is, you can say your first name, you can only say your first name, you can only say your last name, you can only say
my code
name, a nickname, whatever you want to say. You could say...
just nothing inappropriate.
I like Juve and Forza Juve or whatnot.
So,
or
basically, what you have... all you have to do... tweet to us, add a little recording or video of you saying, hello, my name is so-and-so.
Or you could also email us that.
Yeah.
You could email us that.
But you have to follow us on Twitter is the official.
If you want to do it off of Twitter, but if you want to email us, that's fine too.
Yep.
Because I know a lot of people don't have Twitter, and I feel like... to get a missed out on that.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Yeah. So just email us.
Yeah.
And for a chance to be on the show, awesome opportunity. But for now, we'll see you guys later.
Fino la fine, Forza Juventus.
This was The Juve Show.